that I feel like it's been a hot minute since we have featured them here on the show. How about we kick off the second hour with the XX here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, just want your arms to bring me closer. There is no point testing you. Both us black and blue, no escape. Come and do some harm, I know your focus. All sensation.
New music there from soulful, dark-hued guitar pop from London-based singer-songwriter Niloufer Yanya. Her newest album is called My Method Actor. We heard the song Mutations. Before Niloufer Yanya, it is a band that I really toyed with including in our honorable mentions for 2024. It is The Gossip. As a trio, The Gossip deliver inventive combinations of punk, disco, pop, and R&B. All of it driven by Beth Ditto's powerhouse vocals. Well, after a 12-year hiatus, the band got back together last year. Politics have always been invited to a gossip party, and that continues to be the case on the band's sixth album, Real Power. Like I said, if I could have added one more album to the honorable mention list when we did our countdown episode at the end of the year, Gossip would have easily made their way into that. This time from The Gossip, we heard the song Tough, and then we kicked off the second hour with music from the soulful indie electronic British band The XX. We heard the song Islands. That goes back to their debut album, simply called XX. Okay, let's keep things going. Right now, it is a musician that finds herself currently based out of Los Angeles. And for that, again, light and love being sent to alternative pop singer-songwriter Luna Lee. Right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I heard a windy melody, it opened up my brain. Could you tell? Could you tell I'm different now? I wanted it inside of me in every single way. And now I carry the little notes inside my mouth.
Picture you, it sets me on fire, and as fire I'm crawling.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Orangeville, Ontario. Country folk singer-songwriter Falcon Jane. Her latest album is called Legacy. We heard the track How Dare You. In the middle, it is, I think, the third Montreal act that we've had on the episode so far this week. It's indie rock singer-songwriter Marie Pierre Arthur. We featured her a few times here on the program with her latest album, Album Blue. It came out back in the summer. It's a gorgeous album. Every time I hear a track from it, I am reminded at just how beautiful the album is. This time we heard the song Jamais from Marie Pierre Arthur. And then starting the set off, it is originally from Toronto, now Los Angeles-based alternative rock singer-songwriter Luna Lee. Her new album is called When a Thought Grows Wings. It's Luna Lee's second album, and she is touring in support of that album. For any of our listeners that catch Girly So Groovy syndicated in the Vancouver area, you can see Luna Lee March 11th. She will be at the Vogue Theater in Vancouver. All three artists, Luna Lee, Marie Pierre Arthur, and Falcon Jane, are all featured on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more music from them. Speaking of music being featured online, I tell you this week after week, friendly reminder, Girly So Groovy. You can find us at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. I've got music on the way in the last 30 minutes of the program coming up from Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls. Hooray for the Riff Raff. Cat Clyde First Aid Kit. But coming up next, it is the second of two albums that came out last year that I just ran out of time featuring. The next one is a biggie. Kim Deal's longevity has allowed her to become an indie rock icon, best known for her work with The Breeders and Pixies. This is a musician who has been in so much of my life, my teenage years, my adult years. Kim Deal has been with me, I feel like, forever. So when I read and realized this is her first solo album, in some ways I was flabbergasted just because she has been so much part of my musical history with Girly So Groovy, my own album collection. It may have taken Kim Deal nearly 40 years to go solo, but it was well worth the wait. Nobody Loves You More is Kim Deal's debut solo album, an album she wrote and recorded over an entire decade. Sometimes taking your time can make for great results. So, new solo Kim Deal up next here on Girly So Groovy.